Young man, young man, smooth and easy is the road that leads to hell and destruction. Downgrade all the way. The further you travel, the faster you go. No need to trudge and sweat and toil. Just slip and slide and slip and slide till you bang up against hell's iron gate. And the younger son kept traveling along till at nighttime he came to a city. And the city was bright in the nighttime like day. The streets all crowded with people. Brass bands and string bands play. Everywhere the young man turned, there was singing and laughing and dancing. He stopped the passerby and he said, "Tell me, what city is this?" Passerby laughed and said, "Don't you know? This is Babylon, Babylon, that great city of Babylon. Come on, my friend, and go along with me." The young man joined the crowd.
You soon find the wrong things in a city. Really do. Instead of going back to school, I had an ambition to do something so I could be somebody. I got involved in all kind of things like gambling and sporting and running around. My mother would be home and wondering where I am. But that wouldn't bother me. I would gamble all night.
If you want something real like fish, down in the alley you can find that dish. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. If you want to satisfy me.
And the young man went with his newfound friend. And he bought himself some brand new clothes. And he spent his days in the drinking den, swallowing the fires of hell. And he spent his nights in the gambling den, throwing dice with the devil for his gold. And he met up with the women of Babylon. Oh, the women of Babylon.
Well, you go from house to house, you know, on Sundays. You just go to this house, buy a drink, and you leave over that house, go to the next house. Old house, our women sitting all back there, all dressed up, you know, dressed to kill. Oh, honey, can I have a drink? You buy me a drink, baby. I'm just moving one house out, buying drinks, having good times. Around 12, 1 o'clock at night, real late, then cut out home, go home, go to bed.
The women of Babylon. Oh, the women of Babylon. Dressed in yellow and purple and scarlet, loaded with rings and earrings and bracelets, their lips like a honeycomb dripping with honey, perfumed and sweet-smelling like a jasmine flower. And the jasmine smell of the Babylon women got in his nostrils and went to his head, and he wasted his substance in riotous living in the evening in the black and dark of night with the sweet-sinning women of Babylon.
Well, I got you in full avenue, what it is. Talking to you, boy.
Come on, James. Did you sleep in this lady I'm going to be?
Well, I know when she said that, what's up, you know. I lay down there. That's all I wanted.
Hello, folks. We're gathered here to do the hometown skipper. Everybody take that
thing. Oh, one night they had a party downstairs, and I just come down home. You know, I didn't know about the party. I went on, got in the bed and went to sleep. Well, I woke up one night, there was a high yellow laying on that side. That was a high yellow. Yeah, look at my big seen thing. Looked again. I said, oh. And then I know the girls. Oh, they're here in the bed with me. I rolled over one. Then she rolled over on the other one. All night, they called the name of the young bull. Right there, then it was coming down south, and I hadn't had nothing at all. I wore both of them.
Oh, sinner. When you're mingling with the crowd in Babylon, drinking the wine of Babylon, running with the women of Babylon, you forget about God and you laugh at death. Today you've got the strength of a bull in your arms and the strength of a bear in your neck. But some of these days, you have a hand to brotherless phony death, and death is found again.
You should come in upstairs. You went upstairs. I'm gonna shut the door. I'm gonna lock it. See the key? Turn the key. Nobody in here but you and I. All right, you pulled off. Got in the bed. The way she done it, when it was at you, she used to pull the cover over her head and come as to holler. Make a lot of noise and holler. Seemed like he was doing so much good she couldn't come on. That's the time he was getting the money. And he robbed him and got his money while he was in bed.
And they stripped him of his money, and they stripped him of his clothes, and they left him broken and ragged in the streets of Babylon.
Young man, come away from Babylon, that hell border city of Babylon. Leave the dancing and gambling of Babylon, the wine and whiskey of Babylon, the sweet-mouthed women of Babylon. Fall down on your knees and pray in your heart, I'm alive and go to my heart.
But I'll tell you, I don't care how strong you get. Time is gonna bring you down.
Well, I would have been better off if I stayed at home. I'd be better off. I didn't make too much money then, but what I made, I'd have saved it. I haven't been running around spending all my money buying liquor and all that. I saved it. By now, I'd had my own place, and family been grown up old to themselves. But after I got young, got food, my brother-in-law and a lot of more gang people from down home, I just stuck. But if I'd have gone back home, I'd have been better off. But I was astray, got temptation.
Lord, Lord, have mercy on proud and dying sinners. Sinners hanging over the mouth of hell who seem to love that distance well. Lord, ride by this morning. Mount your milk-white horse and ride her this morning. And in your ride, ride by old hell. Ride by the dingy gates of hell and stop poor sinners in their headlong jump. Yeah.
You've been listening to A Tale of the Prodigal Son. This is Charles Hardy.